Listen up, power pukes! This is Barbara Goodson, also known as Empress Rita from Power Rangers. You're listening to The Grid! Make my podcast grow!
Morphin Legacy presents The Grid. Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is ShatterA22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming you to a new series under the Grid banner, where we talk tropes. We'll be starting this series talking about villain redemption. Joining me in this trope discussion is Austin. Come host with me. Come host with me.
Hi, I'm here.
And Amber. Come host with me. Come host with me.
Hi.
Love it.
So this is how it's gonna work. We'll talk about highlights of a specific Power Rangers trope, in this case, villain redemption, how effective it is, and if it isn't, how it could be effective. Then we'll wrap up the show by mentioning possible villains that should have been redeemed. So with that,
let's go ahead and get this shit started, Kenny.
Okay, so on to the first list of redemptions, which are the Zordon-era Force redemptions, because in Countdown to Destruction, Zordon would sacrifice himself, a la Andros drilling him with his spiral saber. So we get three major baddies in the Zordon era turning good instead of being turned into dust. First off would be Rita. Rita would be purified into a lady with a little scarf, and she would later become the Mystic Mother.
Poorly.
So this redemption kind of makes sense, because in the comics you see her being the spawn of a good witch and Master Vile.
But without the comic, we had just her turning good from the Z-Wave, and then Mystic Mother, and Mystic Force is what, 2007? When did we get that comic?
2017 or 18?
That's at least 10-ish years. So in that fan, did people vibe with that? I don't know.
The only reason they made her the Mystic Mother was because Machika Soga played her in Magi Ranger, and they had the footage, so they were like, wouldn't that be fun?
I mean, it was fun. I was very excited to see Machika Soga.
Yeah, but at the same time, they should have gotten Barbara Goodson to voice her, but that's a whole other discussion.
Didn't they get Miss Thing back for the Beast Morphers thing?
Yeah, the actress that played her in Mystic Force, they got back to voice Rita in those clips in Making Bad and Beast Morphers. That's the person you bring back. Okay.
She's a legend, all right? With the comic information, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, but through the lens of, did she deserve the redemption at the time? Maybe because she had love in her heart for Zed, but that's a very gray area.
That's like, pushing it.
Love isn't the road to redemption, because evil people can love too.
I just want to say that Zordon is canceled in this house, honey. He turned all these villains good. Without their consent, mama.
Yeah, they didn't have consent to be turned good. Lord Zed. Let's move on to Lord Zed. Lord Zed didn't want to be a guy in a sweater vest.
He wanted to be some weird veiny thing with a metal diaper, okay? Let him live his
metal diaper life.
So yeah, he's purified too, and we never see him again. So it's up in the air if Mystic Mother and Good Zed are still a thing, which is kind of sad.
Oh, that would be really hot, though. Like, he's like a stay-at-home dad. Because he doesn't really have any powers. He's just like that weird dad in his fucking Birkenstock sandals and socks that go up to the calves and his cargo short pants and like his barbecue apron. He's just like, hey guys, what's cooking? And he's got the apron that says, piss the cook.
It's kind of funny because Mystic Mother is portrayed as a very big character. She's giant. And we just see a human Lord Zed just being like, hey, I'm here too.
Tell me how that does not fucking beat the biggest shits ever. That's my life right now. He's just being super supportful of his super powerful wife. He's like, that's my giant woman and I love her.
Okay, I want this story now. If Boom is listening, give us this story.
He's just a very chill kind of dude because his evil form is like up his own butt. And this guy's just like, hey, you know, I'm here to be a dad and here to be a good husband because I'm smitten with my wife. She's a bitch and I love her.
And another thing. One thing that's not clear is when they're turned good, are their minds erased? Do good Rita and good Zed remember that they love each other?
I feel like they did.
For me, viewing that, they turn good and then they just turn around, see someone hot, and they're just like, oh.
Want to dance?
I don't know.
That was never put upon, but I mean, Mystic Mother had this line, was like,
I know firsthand that good magic is more powerful than evil.
I guess that's from experience? I don't know. Because we never see these people again, minus Rita.
I don't think they actually wrote this for us to think this deeply.
Yeah, Countdown Destruction wasn't written to be examined this deeply.
This was supposed to be the finale.
I'm just gonna say, it's not meant to be that deep because it's for like 8-year-olds.
You're about to have your mentions flooded on Twitter, Miss Thing.
So Zed, did he earn his redemption?
No, but neither did Rita. Most of these early ones don't really earn a redemption. They're just redeemed because they're like, oh, we gotta get rid of the evil in the universe.
Because Zordon's gold energy just turned him human.
Why? How does that work? Because it turned everyone else into dust.
All right, let's talk about the last queen that was purified. Divatox.
I'm alive. I kind of just love her redemption just because of that. I feel like that's a meme.
I mean, it was worth it just for that, to be honest.
Good for her.
She's purified. She kind of looks like your sister, Demetra. She has that white dress.
They're sisters?
Yeah, didn't you know that?
No, I knew that. They never actually go into that, though.
It's because early Turbo, they were going to have a story arc where Divatox and Demetra find out they're sisters, but that was cut when the writers changed.
And what I want to know, Judd, why would you rob us of that sibling drama?
I guess he just wanted to do his own thing. But I guess you can put it around the same lines as, thanks to the current short story, Heir to Darkness, we learned that Divatox, like Astronema, was captured at a young age to be groomed into this queen of evil. So I guess you could put it like, oh, she had potential to be good, but she was brainwashed into becoming evil. So I guess that could be a way of being like, oh, okay, you can be good, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
All right, does anyone else have anything else to say about these three villains before we move on?
It was not consensual. Hashtag Zordon is over party.
Zordon was over prior to this, to be honest, but that's just me.
Zordon's dead, so he's over, period. No party needed.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I'm just joining the trend of Twitter canceling people that are dead, so.
Oh, yeah, because Charles Dickens is over, too, even though he's been dead for, like, over a century. All right, so we've talked about the forced redemption, so let's talk about our honest-to-goodness first good redemption of a villain, Astronema.
I did a lot of evil things when I was Astronema. I wanted to do something good for a change.
Also known as Caron. She was kidnapped at a young age by Darkonda and was pretty much raised to be this evil queen. But as the series went on, we'd see shades of humanity, like developing feelings for Zane.
I ship the shit out of that. Ugh.
The only heads that have rights in that season.
Too bad after that whole thing, we never see that again, unfortunately. That was a good thing they had going there.
Well, I mean, also probably because he got with her brother, so I mean, that must have been real awkward.
So yeah, we get the reveal that she's Caron, so she's has conflict with herself. It's like, am I good or am I evil? Am I Caron or am I Astronema? But then she eventually turns to the good side, and then we have to have her become the villain again because we need Astronema again, so she's a cyborg and her humanity's erased until Andros's Corovian tears purify her. Because I guess those do that, I guess.
I guess he's like a mermaid.
So her road to redemption wasn't really seen in its space. What we really get the redemption is in Lost Galaxy, where she goes to the Onyx auction and she takes a Quasar Saber and then she eventually becomes the Pink Ranger. Really enjoy her becoming the Pink Galaxy Ranger. Kind of ironic since she said that thing last season.
I don't want to be a Power Ranger anyway.
But then she goes in the bad direction of trying to be redeemed by doing that stuff she did in Psychopath, which wasn't good. We don't need to be redeemed in the Psychopath. Rangers.
No, Brenda, we absolutely do not.
I mean, I lived.
But did you though? Because from what I remember, it was deep hurting.
So guys, do we think Astronema earned her redemption?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Her arc is so well developed.
Also, she didn't deserve to be evil. It's kind of like the whole She-Ra thing too. Like, She-Ra was kidnapped as a baby and raised in this terrible environment, and that's not who she was.
She wasn't evil by nature. She was pretty much brainwashed into being evil because she was told as a child that the Power Rangers killed her parents. So to her, they're the evil ones.
Exactly. Chef kiss. Probably one of the best redemption stories I've seen just in general media.
That's probably why Boom revisits it a lot. They've done like 3 Astronema stories so far.
Yeah, but only one of them has done it pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to sip my glass of tea.
Alrighty, so on to Villamax.
The Red Ranger destroyed your father. Those ships are filled with innocent people, little children.
Daddy.
So yeah, Villamax was always shown to have an honorable side, like in an evil game where they capture the Galaxy Rangers and he promises to let them go if Leo goes with them, and he actually does it. So there's shades of that there. But then you get to the finale where Drakina's like, bitch, I'm gonna kill all those people, and Villamax is like, maybe that's not a good idea.
How about you maybe not?
Yeah, how about you not stick your suicide bomber stick wingers to kill civilians?
I don't think that's a good look.
And then he attempts to stop her, and she's like, I don't think so. And then he's like, and then she kills her.
I kind of was okay with this.
I also don't think Villamax was really a bad guy.
No, all he did was help Drakina learn to be powerful on her own.
I think he was just somebody who was helping her out. So I don't really think he was a villain at all, to be honest. He was just working with them. He was a neutral party.
He does seem very neutral. He just stands Drakina and he just wants her to live her best life.
I mean, same.
To the extent of him saying, I won't fight you even though you're a psychotic bitch.
He said that exactly. That's the Snyder's cut.
Oh my gosh.
You fucking bitch.
Is it in black and white?
Actually, yeah, it is. No. It's sepia tone.
Oh, it's sepia tone. That's even more pretentious. All right, are we good about Villamax? Do we think he deserved his redemption?
There was no redemption because he wasn't even a villain.
In the show's terms, he is a quote-unquote villain.
That's because he's just with them, but he didn't actually do anything really bad.
I did like him saving that little girl.
Thanks, mister. Here's some flowers.
That was cute. But yeah, I liked Villamax.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, he's hot, girl. He's dummy thick.
All right. So on to Diabolico.
Queen Bansheera will pay for what she did to Lokai. I will have revenge for him if it's the last thing I do.
Speaking of daddies.
So Diabolico, he was pretty evil for most of Lightspeed Rescue, and he was pretty much evil for all of Lightspeed up to the point where he died, but there were shades of him being a good person, I guess, if you could call that.
I disagree. Miss Thing is a fucking demon. He was not nice.
I feel like he's just a multifaceted character. I wouldn't say, oh, he's a little good. I'm like, well, he just got more to it. Nobody's 100% pure evil. There's always something that they like, some positivity within them. Look at serial killers.
And with Diabolico, it was his friendship with Lokai, which kind of just sprung up in the episode that Lokai dies.
Who the fuck is Lokai?
One of Bansheera's generals.
Is that the one with the horns?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's my least favorite.
He's a little bitch.
He is.
So yeah, he dies and Diabolico is mad. So he's like, fuck Bansheera, I'm gonna help the Rangers. But he's turned into a puppet and he's dragged back in and he's destroyed. But then in the finale where Bansheera is over the Shadow World, his ghost springs out of nowhere and he's like, bitch, I'm gonna send you back to the Shadow World where you belong. And he's pretty much the one that saves the day.
Honestly, if his ghost didn't show up, we would have all been dead.
Well, I mean, look at Bansheera. Look at the material.
That's true. That's facts.
I mean, Bansheera did win her second place in our March Madness.
She's fucking fierce.
So yeah, I would say that's somewhat of redemption in a sense. I mean, it wasn't in like, oh, he's so good that he helped save us.
No, that was for his own purpose. That's revenge, honey.
That was revenge, yeah.
He was like, I hate that bitch.
Exactly.
Because I would do the same in the same situation. No, fuck that bitch.
He was not doing that to save the world. He was doing that because he hated Bansheera's guts.
Because he killed his boyfriend. I mean, friend.
Mary, you ship that?
I don't know. He gave him jewelry.
That is a universal sign of wanting to fuck somebody, is giving them some jewelry.
The episode Lokai dies, he gives Diabolico the spider thing to wear on his, where his star used to be.
They're gay married.
He gave him jewelry.
The demon lovers.
Sorry, I don't write the rules.
So yeah, where Diabolco lives in the villain redemption road, I think it's more in a gray area. It's not like he was good. He was more so did what he did because he hated Bansheera.
He did it out of a personal vendetta. He wasn't trying to do good.
And it so happens to be
aligning with the Rangers' intentions.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I don't like you. I'm doing this for me, and I guess it's going to help her, which is another double point of fucking her over because she hates you guys. So I'm just all around winning today, and y'all are little bitches under my influence.
I mean, I guess that's a good way you could say Diabolco was redeemed, because I really can't think of another way that Diabolco
that's
could
no
be
redemption.
Redeemed.
That's just petty, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I aspire to be that kind of petty.
I'm sure if Diabolco came out of the Shadow World, he'd probably be cracking necks.
He'd probably be like, okay, I'm gonna take this power vacuum.
On to Rancic.
I'm ready to pay for what I've done.
So Rancic's backstory, this is very multifaceted, because Rancic's backstory portrays him as being a victim of bigotry, where humanity pretty much shuns him, which motivates him becoming a mutant criminal.
X-Men.
Very that. Because he tells his story, and it's like, humans like you are the reason why I became what I became. But during the entirety of Time Force, he's shown to be ruthless and heartless, besides his love for Nadira. That is his one characteristic of his personality where you can see him potentially being good. And that's the reason why he becomes good somewhat, or at least he turns himself into Time Force after he injures her when he thinks she's a Ranger.
Rancic is the epitome of cool motive, still murder.
Honestly though, if Nadira wasn't injured by Rancic, he probably would have mopped the floor with all of them, because that fight, it was pretty much a one-way fight, to be honest.
I mean, look at how many times he came close to them. He could have just murdered them at any time. They were pretty reckless. Look at Dream Date. He could have killed them all very easily at any given time.
But he let his mutants do it for him because he's a main villain, and that's the trope. But yeah, but if his story ended there, it could have been as a sense of he did what he had to do is for his daughter, which isn't really redemption. But in the next season's team up, it is kind of portrayed as redemption because he comes back with the Time Force Rangers when the Mutorgs are on the horizon, and he reveals that he essentially created the Mutorgs with his mutant DNA, and he was gonna sacrifice himself to weaken the Mutorgs, but it ended up turning him human for some reason. I don't know how. I guess we have the new phrase which we introduced last episode. Morphin Masters did it.
I mean, sure.
I guess self-sacrifice for the greater good turns you into a human.
The Morphin Masters totally watch all the Power Ranger teams like a soap opera, right? And they're like, oh, this is a really good episode. Rancic just sacrificed himself. Let's turn him good to like really amp up the drama.
Yes, and they also say drama.
At least the pink one does. So yeah, I think Rancic earned his redemption.
I think so too, because it was spread out not only over an entire season, but it also came back and wrapped up in a team-up episode.
And also, I definitely think Rancic is a victim.
He has a great backstory.
This is another one. Like Astronomer, I don't think he was necessarily a bad person from to begin with, but he's just a product of what happened to him.
Totally. Like Astronomer was raised to think that she's supposed to be evil, and Rancic was just shown so much hate from the future that he was like, maybe I am just evil.
Exactly. It's like a feral animal. What are you gonna do?
They think I'm an evil being. I'm gonna show them I'm an evil being.
Exactly. People think what you want them to think.
I mean, they've used it in Zootopia. Nick Wilde's like, if they think I'm just a sly fox, I'm gonna give them Sly Fox.
Yeah, Rancic has a very sad backstory, and it did come full circle in the end. I mean, maybe turning into a human, aka the species that shunned him for being a mutant in the first place, maybe wasn't the best turn of events.
They wanted to make him pretty.
Power Rangers' answer to being redeemed is turning someone human, shown before and after this.
It's a kid's show. We can't expect too much depth.
On to our next villain, Nadira.
I'm sorry for what my father did to you.
What? There's hope for her.
Nadira, wait! Wait, I was wrong! You don't have to hate! You can break the cycle of hatred! Never give up! Never give up!
Queen.
Nadira is the spoiled daughter of Rancic, who wasn't really shown to be evil per se. She was just like, I want expensive clothes and jewelry and money.
Her superpower is money.
Like Chikamata.
I think she's just a spoiled girl. She probably knows the stuff they do to her dad to a lesser extent. She's probably like, fuck it, I'm gonna steal your money.
She was probably told from whenever Rancid pulled her out of his leg, like how humanity is so evil and all that other stuff. But she learns in the finale when she helps deliver a child that humanity may not be that bad after all, because look at this cute little baby. This baby isn't evil.
She's talking
until that baby shits on you.
And she is ultimately the reason why Rancic is redeemed in the end, because she convinces him to turn himself in.
I wouldn't even say he's redeemed in Time Force. I don't think he's redeemed until Wild Force. Because in Time Force, he just sees the error of his ways and turns himself in. I don't necessarily think he's redeemed yet.
Well, it's essentially a building block, though.
It is a building block, you're right. She led him on that path of wanting to change and be a better person. What parent wouldn't want to do that for their kid?
Guess it helped her in the end, because she wasn't cryogenically frozen. She became a teacher or a babysitter for some kiddies. That's where we see her in the future in the Wild Force team up.
I mean, what I want to know is, who's the mom?
Like I said earlier, I think one day Rancic just pulled Nadir out of his leg.
That's fucking disgusting. That's sick.
I mean, what other reason could you say?
Pull a baby out of your leg?
Is her mom a mutant too?
I think that her mom is probably human and then just gets the mutant half from Rancic.
Possibly. You think she's half human, half mutant?
I think so, because she got them nails, but she's mostly human. Like, she's mostly, like, a gorgeous, sickening. It's just the nails that are a little just like, oh, yeah.
In the 2001 mindset, I guess, having pink hair makes you mutant, too. But, I mean, a lot of people have pink hair nowadays, so that's not out of the ordinary.
Yeah, have you seen gay people?
For real.
Honestly.
I think Nadira's road to redemption was handled well, because she was never really evil to begin with.
I think her road to redemption started out really as her just starting to question stuff and learning from Frax and just seeing all that unfold, and I think it was handled pretty well. It felt natural. It didn't really feel forced. Like, it felt very fluid.
A lot of these going forward feel kind of forced. Wait. Ooh,
oh,
wait.
Yes, mama.
Huh. Alrighty, so on to Toxica and Jindrax.
You know, Toxica, it felt strangely good to help somebody for a change.
Don't get used to it, Jindrax.
Don't worry. Short memory spans. I'll totally forget about tomorrow.
Are they married?
Maybe gay best friend and hack? Because Jindrax seems a little gay.
I mean, he has a cape.
Or he's just a fucking clown.
So their road to redemption is essentially they got burned way too much by their fucking bosses. Master Org pretty much stripped them of their free wills when they found out he was human. And Mandalak literally used Toxa as a meat shield and she was killed.
Fun.
So they were like, I'm leaving the Org Empire. And they helped the Wild Force Rangers. And then just travel the world. And that's it. And that's the last time we see them. They're just leaving to travel the world.
That's is totally reminiscent of Diabolico for me, of how they didn't necessarily want to save the world. They just wanted to fuck over Master Org.
Yeah.
I think they're more neutral. They were just done with all the Org stuff because they were burned too many times.
They're Switzerland.
Probably just hanging around, going places.
Smoking weed.
Smoking weed?
They seem like the type.
They're just vibing.
Vibes only.
Alrighty, so on to Mara and Capri.
You're kidding.
Hello, family, right?
Yeah, Cam, we really have to talk about these outfits because, I mean, it makes my butt look really big.
Well, not as big as your head.
I do not have a big head.
So have a big head.
I do not.
It's huge.
So yeah, their redemption was a little because Mara Capri started out as the bumbling duo, but then we learned like two episodes before the finale, they weren't bumbling. They were actually evil geniuses.
Please.
The end of Ninja Storm was very confusing because they tried to be like, oh, well, the fans think this season is too goofy. Well, we're going to make it super serious. So yeah, Lothor is like, well, I can't trust you because you're actually formidable. So I'm just going to leave you on the ship to blow up.
That's fucked up.
So Cam is like, well, I guess they're technically family because they're Lothor's nieces and Lothor's my uncle. So I guess we got to bring them with them. Also, they look human. So we got to redeem them.
Oh, yeah. Can't blow them up.
Cam rescues them. They enlist the Wind Ninja Academy. I can't say this is redemption.
Did they even need to be redeemed? Were they even really that bad?
They say they were actually bad, but then they're just turned back into their bumbling idiot side in Dino Thunder or their team up, which they kind of have a road to redemption, as in they make up for what they did in Ninja Storm when they rescue Sensei and the Wind Ninja Academy students.
I didn't care for this.
I didn't want them to die.
I think it could have been handled better for sure.
Disney was on a kick of, we can't kill the human villains unless they're mutated or wearing a mask, so just find some reason to not kill them. But I guess Mara kind of had shades of redemption because of All About Beeville. She does seem, she feels bad for hurting Dustin's feelings, but Capri doesn't, so.
I think Capri is not evil, she's just kind of a bitch.
Again, another gray area. I don't really think they were redeemed per se. They helped in the Dino Thunder team up.
I don't think it's a redemption. I just think they're less of a villain. It's morally gray areas, and there are morally gray people.
Okay, so on to a really bad redemption from a really good character, Elsa.
I remember everything.
Mezugok and Mercer fighting against the Power Rangers.
Fighting against you. Mezugok had my mind completely in his power.
As much as I love Elsa, her redemption is nothing. It's like, Mezugok needs to power up his evil dino beam, so he's like, okay, I'll drain the energy I made creating you. So he does that, and apparently that makes her into a human? She gets no backstory.
Was she not already human? That's what makes no sense.
We get no backstory for her. We have no idea who she was before Mezugok turned her into a cyborg.
She's a cyborg?
She's a cyborg or an android or one of those things.
I don't know. It's very foggy.
Zeltrax is a cyborg because he used to be human and he was turned into that.
Well, he's a fucking robot. She's a human who disguises herself as a principal, which literally looks like Elsa with glasses. And the Power Rangers are just like, you're a principal. Like, no shit, Marion.
All she had to do is put on glasses and it's like, oh, she looks so different.
Clark Kent syndrome.
But with Clark Kent, though, like, he acts completely different when he is Clark Kent.
Elsa and Randall are just bitches.
She acts exactly the same either way.
So, yeah. So, once Elsa turns good, she's pretty much just uses damsel in distress. She's captured, like, 3 times. And all she does for the rest of the episode is scream, Tommy! Help me, Tommy! She pretty much essentially turns into Kimberly.
Oh! I was gonna say it, but I didn't have to.
Elsa's redemption is trash. It's nothing.
It's sad because she's so fierce.
I love Elsa, and her redemption is, oh, let's just turn her human because we can't kill her.
Maybe I would have felt a little something if she had fucking backstory or something.
We knew why she was that way.
Yeah, we know nothing about her. Why would I give a shit?
I always thought it would be a good idea to make Elsa Trent's mother.
Oh, that's tea.
That would have been the drama.
That is drama.
It's something. This is nothing. But let's talk about more trash from a trash season. Lily.
Let's get a condo in Briarwood so I can find some friends. No, not to bite them. To have fun with. I tried the evil girl thing. It's just not me.
Lily's mom is hot.
Oh.
Was Lily really a villain?
Kind of, but no.
It's an Adira situation. Her parent is evil and she's going to be like, oh, I'm going to be a bitch because that's what I think evil is.
So yeah, Lily was Necrolai's daughter that helped in the forwarding of evil plans in some cases. But after Imperius is destroyed, she's like, let's go to Briarwood and get a condo. I'm over this. So yeah, she goes to Briarwood, gets a job at the Rockporium, but the Mistborn Rangers ain't having it because they just learned the previous episode about her being Nikolai's daughter and she wanted them to be her pets, so they're not feeling being her friend anymore considering what she did. And honestly, it takes her teaming up with Claire and Phineas to rescue Udana, who was captured by Hecatoid, one of the 10 Terrors, to actually believe that she's trying to be good. I'll give Mystic Force this. Lily's arc was okay. Mystic Force's strong points are the side characters you really don't care about getting focus and not the Rangers themselves. So, good on you, Mystic Force.
You did one thing, kind of, right?
I guess she gets Phineas as a boyfriend, if you're into that. And she gets a condo! Yay!
Good on the condo. That's cool. Phineas, mama.
Alrighty, so we talked about the daughter, so let's talk about the mother. Necrolai.
You're alive, but how?
With a little help from my friend, Necrolai.
You okay?
Necrolai!
Itassus was the only one to show me any kindness. So I revived her.
She's hot.
Lily's mom has got it going on.
So Necrolai's road to redemption is poop. It is poop. The whole fucking season, she treats her daughter like shit. She's just evil queen of the vampires until she suddenly cares about her daughter, even though she treated her like shit for no reason because it's the finale and we gotta redeem Necrolai for some reason. So yeah, she helps rescue Donna and she brings back Itessus and she revives Liambo and Daggeron, which evidently causes her to turn into a human because I guess Morphin Masters did it again.
I know, we give them so much power. They should not have done this.
Well, and it's more like the villain uses too much power, and then that was what was keeping them in their villain form.
God forbid you have her look like a nasty vampire when she's fucking Toby.
She fucks Toby?
Yes! She starts dating Toby.
Why?
Good question. God forbid she stays the nasty vampire, even though there's magical creatures everywhere in Briarwood now. Also, she renames herself Nikki.
That's too evil.
There is a Prince song called Darling Nikki, so I'm just saying.
On to Jarrod.
Told me I had the strength of the lion, but not the heart. But I'm here to show you you're wrong. The heart of a lion is noble and good. I can be too.
Rah! Jarrod.
Remember when we were watching that Watch Mojo clip a few days ago and they said Jarrod?
Which one was that?
I think it was top 10 female villains.
And they're like, Camille and Jarrod. I was like, what?
Yeah, so Jarrod, he was pretty gray at the beginning before he was possessed by Daishi. He was kind of a douchebag.
And he's still kind of a douchebag.
Yeah, he was a douchebag. And when he was fighting the possession of Daishi, he was like, oh, I'm good now for some reason. What? So Casey looks in on him saving Camille and he's like, Jared's fighting in there, guys. And Theo and Lily are like, dude, he was a douchebag before he was possessed, so I don't really care.
That's because they knew his bitch ass and Casey did not.
Yeah, he just got attacked for not bringing him a towel. So yeah, Casey really cares about saving Jared for some reasons.
Okay. Have you seen Geki Ranger? That's the material, honey.
I shipped it.
If you didn't ship Leo and John, what show were you watching? Because we were not watching the same show.
So yeah, they have a fight. Jarrod is free, but he's still a little emo because he feels bad about what he was doing. So he just mopes around in a basement for half of the finale until he's like, okay, I can sacrifice myself. And I guess I didn't actually kill myself, so I'm still alive. So what are we going to do with him? We're going to make him a student in Pai Shua. And he's going to give Casey a towel. Because growth. Yeah, this could have been done better. It was an 11th hour redemption. But onto his partner in crime, Camille.
The Yellow Ranger once told me inside I was a good person. I'm going to prove she was right.
Camille's retro redemption is a bit better than Jared's, but it's still a little because for most of Jungle Fury, we see that Camille has the hots for Daishi / Jared, but then she questions who she really likes, and it's like, who do I like, Daishi or Jared? But then Jared saves the day, and he's like, oh, I think I like Jared.
Do you like the edgelord or the villain?
So she's like, I'm gonna choose Jared, and I'm gonna help in the Beast War in the last 5 minutes, and I'm gonna enroll in Pai Shua, maybe start a relationship with Jared. Again, this one was a little clunky too.
The Disney seasons only get 30 episodes, so it's a little harder to...
Yeah, these later seasons only got 32 episodes, so it's still under the, oh, we need to redeem the human villains. Disney had the boner for that. I think there's only two lady villains. Yeah, Mora and Meretrix are the only two lady villains in the Disney era that aren't redeemed, but they're also trapped in something. Mora is trapped in those little cards, and Meretrix is trapped in a jewel, so they're still not killed.
Can't kill him.
So on to the best of the redemptions, Tanaya!
I want to help. Help destroy Benjix.
You're saying you want to join us?
Is it just me, or does anyone else think this is nuts? I mean, the Queen of Mean here wanted to pulverize us this morning.
I liked Tanaya's redemption.
Yeah, but it still feels copy-paste from Astronomers. But I mean, if you're gonna copy from the best.
Well, at least they copied from the best redemption to make their subpar redemption.
Like in Space Before It, Dylan's whole story is looking for his long-lost sister. I wonder who it could be. Maybe this attack bot that looks like a girl. So yeah, she learns that she's actually a human, and first she's like, denial. I'm not a human, I'm a robot. But then she's like, oh, okay, I'm actually human because I'm bleeding. So then she's like, okay, I guess I'll help you because I'm a human. Humans do that shit. So she helps them fight an attack bot, but then she's captured, of course, by Kilobyte and turned into Naya 15, where she's pretty much cyborg Astronema for the rest of the season, until Dylan injects her with some green slime that turns her good. And I guess she helps defeat quote-unquote Vendrix, because we know his ass survives. So yeah, I think this is an okay redemption.
I like it.
I mean, compared to the other Disney redemptions, I think it's better than most of those, considering it was just, oh, she's a human, she has to be redeemed. Alrighty, so on to the last villain in our list, and I feel like this is gonna tell us a huge discussion. Heckle!
The Heckle that tried so desperately to save his own planet is the Heckle we need to help us save the Earth. That Heckle doesn't exist anymore. I touched the dark energy, There's no goodness left in me.
Girl.
Girl.
This one was clunky as hell. So yeah, Heckle. I mean, we all love Heckle, but his redemption was...
trash.
So yeah, Heckle is introduced as being Sledge's most dangerous bounty, and he becomes the main baddie in the next season with his partner in crime, Snide. But then he's just drafted to the back of the villain faction after Lord Arcanon is introduced with his Dark Energem. And then we learn that Heckle was a keeper or something with the Dark Energem because he was trying to keep it away from Lord Arcanon, and then it turned him evil and forgot who he was. And then he's just like, oh, I guess I'm gonna turn good now, maybe. But only after a few episodes, after I just vibe on Earth. The world is gonna get destroyed by green Zilla eggs, but I guess I can just go skydiving and cliff diving. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, let's go.
So yeah, he just helps in the 11th hour. I've had my fun. And he becomes the keeper of the Dark Energem. And then he would later become the Dark Ranger, which I actually like.
I like that too. I just hate what we got in the actual show.
Okay, so here's what I think they should have done. I would make him the Dark Ranger from the get, and then just find a way to make a story out of that.
Yeah, I feel like they were really in over their heads with Dino Supercharged, because they had a bajillion villains, and then you add in this original villain. Hello? Y'all got enough villains?
We all assumed that he was going to be an evil ranger, but he wasn't until the comics. Take the whole Snide situation out of there, and maybe replace it with a ranger.
They were just like, we weren't sure, and then we thought we were going to have time and money, and then we're like, actually, no, we didn't.
They just should have found a way to layer it. Maybe found the Dark Energem once, and then it made him all powerful, and then as time went on, it erased his humanity.
Not to mention that series, but in Harry Potter, the Horcruxes, when you would wear it for too long, you would start to lose your sanity.
It just made Ron more of who Ron was, though, because Ron's a piece of shit.
Or maybe Heckle was Keeper's apprentice, and then he got his hands on the Dark Energem once, and then he wanted to be a ranger, but Keeper wouldn't let him use any of the Energems to bond with him to become a ranger. So he finds the Dark Energem Keeper's secret underground safe or something. So he's like, I'll use this to become a ranger, and then he uses it to become the Dark Ranger, and then it would slowly turn him evil. Oh, that is good.
You just come up with something on the spot and you're like, oh, that is good, mama.
Take that to the fucking bank.
Yeah, and then it slowly erases in humanity, and then he forgets who he is, and then we learn who he is, and then he's like, oh my gosh, Dark Energem turned me into a monster.
That's good.
The all 10 rangers use the Energems and fire a beam at him that purifies the Dark Energem and turns it into the Light Energem.
You need to stop. It's too good.
I know.
Ray's like, hire me, please. Maybe you should start writing fanfic.
I know, I'm kind of surprised you don't write fanfic with all this shit.
I know, it's just my brain. It's just like...
People ask me where I get this. I don't know, it's maybe a gift from God or something.
Or if you want to make it gay, the 10 Energems turn the Dark Energem into the Rainbow Energem.
Yes, honey.
Remember the first season of Sailor Moon? To stretch the story, they had the rainbow gems that became the silver crystal.
Oh, there you go.
When all the gay powers combined, it just becomes silver.
Well, there is a silver energem already, so you can't make it a silver energem.
It's not like they haven't repeated colors in that series before.
Sure, there's like three blue rangers.
Gray and silver, Mary.
Graphite. It's graphite.
It's fucking gray.
Alright, so that's all the quote-unquote redeemed villains. So let's talk about villains we were surprised weren't redeemed or should have been redeemed. So let's talk about our first that we chose before recording, Ecliptor.
Oh, my precious princess, you're like a daughter to me. Talk to me, please.
Yeah, what is that about? Why didn't he get redeemed?
Ecliptor was pretty much Astronema's dad, who had more heart than any villain the entire Zordon era, and he got fucking dusted. Rita, Zed, and Divatox all redeemed, turned good, but Ecliptor gets sanded? Really?
Hashtag Zordon is over party.
He hates monster-looking villains, and if you're a monster-looking villain, you're gonna get dusted.
I just don't understand how his wave works, because only three... But well, first of all, that argument doesn't work with Zed because he was a monster looking villain. He wasn't human.
But he was married to Rita, so you can't have Rita just vibe by herself.
Yes, you can. It's called Seasons 1.
I guess he shipped Rita and Zed, so was like, no, I'm gonna keep them alive.
But what about my boy Rito? He didn't get redeemed. This is bullshit.
Well, we didn't even see Rito in space, so who the hell knows? He might be alive somewhere, just maybe getting drunk at the Onyx Tavern.
I just want him to be this fucking glam goth rocker, just like young Prince Jr., so that way it's just beautiful.
My question is, Zordon Z-Wave, do you think it just wiped out good quote-unquote villains that just look like monsters, like that one from Time Force with Trip? Do you think he just dusted all those bitches too?
Do you think he killed Waspicable?
He better fucking not have, because if he did, I mean, I know he's dead. He's gonna catch his fists. I will dig his ass up and fucking beat his dead body.
Piss on his grave.
You'll piss on that shatter tube.
Yeah, and get glass all up my cooter.
Alrighty, so another, I mean, this is a duo that I'm surprised that weren't redeemed were Decker and Dayu.
Oh no, Decker's sword. This must be where he fought his last battle. The place where he met his end. Decker, he's really gone.
What the fuck? They added and created an original backstory for them for Samurai. They actually made up something for Samurai. And they didn't get redeemed. What was the point of the backstory?
Yeah, their backstory was essentially they weren't bad. They were tricked into turning into Nylox by Serrator. And they just got fucked over in the end.
They're both killed.
You added this new thing to Dayu and Decker's backstory, but you kept their Sentai end? What?
Make it make sense.
I give them points for actually killing villains that could have possibly turned good.
Not every villain needs to be redeemed, but I would have liked to see these two. I like their backstory. I thought that was really interesting and really fucked up, actually.
They could have been redeemed, and at the same time, they could have been destroyed. But Decker and Dayu were never united. Decker died not knowing Dayu was his wife.
That's sad.
Congrats, Super Samurai. You fucking broke my heart. Alrighty, so on to the babies. Curio.
I want a pace! Oh!
What the fuck? Okay, Lucario and Candelira. They were redeemed in Kyurger. I wanted to see that in Dino Charge.
Yeah, where was that energy?
Didn't even exist, because she was thrown into a cage and then sent into the sun, and Curio didn't even exist in that timeline, so.
Curio was wiped from existence because they destroyed the villains before that happened, but then we see the other timeline where they went through the portal, but we don't see him in Ninja Steel for some reason. We only see Poissandra, Wrench, and Sledge in that episode, but then we see them come back in Beast Morphers thanks to Ryjack's guns. And then he's killed again.
The homophobia. Killing a child. That's a child. That is a little baby.
What is Curio gonna do? Push you off your bike? Come on now. You didn't have to kill him.
He did beat the shit out of Chase.
Oh, yeah.
That was a serve, though. Kick his ass, baby.
Alrighty, so y'all put this on the list. Poissandra and Sledge.
Every intergalactic bounty hunter needs a girl like you, Poissandra. Smart, beautiful, heart-shaped.
You're goddamn fucking right. How fucking dare they? We already kind of started going into this, but this is bullshit. They're gonna fucking redeem bullshit like Rita and Zed, then fucking do Poissandra and Sledge. That's basically the same fucking characters. You might as fucking well, man. Even like Candela, like she was a little bit more evil than Candela, but even then, still not really that evil.
She just wanted jewelry and a wedding.
Yes, she wants material things. Oh, she's evil, honey. She's evil, mama.
She is a bridezilla. She is going down, Haney.
Okay, Brenda, that's fine. Damn.
And Sledge was like, just throw a bomb at him. It's funny. Sledge didn't really seem that evil either. He just wanted to collect things.
He's a hoarder.
He collects asteroids. He collects bounties. He wants the energems. He wanted the power stars. He just wants to collect things. He's a collector, like us.
So he wants to collect the money. He doesn't care about the actual items. He just wants the money.
He wants that space bouillon.
He has a very high maintenance lady. He's got to keep her dripping. She's got rich taste and she deserves it. She needs those Louboutins and she needs that Cartier.
So how dare you destroy them multiple times? But hey, if that's what you got to do to bring back every season, I don't care. Bring back for Dino Fury, kill him again, throw a bomb at him, done.
It's a bomb, boom, cut, print, that's a wrap.
We love it, we eat it up.
Simon, don't listen to anything these hookers in this fandom say. You give us Sledge and Poissandra and the whole crew every year, please.
Yeah, and give us a musical number every year. I mean, there's a rumor that we're getting a musical episode.
Give me a musical episode. Give me a 1 hour musical special. Give me something.
Alrighty, so are we good? Have we had our fill of villain redemption?
Future, obviously, any villain that's a human is absolutely gonna be redeemed.
It's like a 80-20% chance. I don't think they've ever killed a human villain. There have been human villains that have been destroyed, but at the time they were either mutated into something else like Drakina.
Or like Robo Blaze and Robo Roxy. They were always morphed when they were blown up.
Yeah, and they were robo clones too.
We already had their mini redemption where Blaze and Roxy wake up.
Blaze and Roxy, they don't need to be redeemed because they're not the real Blaze and Roxy, so just kill them. Bye!
You hope that Blaze stops being such a fucking asshole. Maybe that taught him a lesson.
Oh, do we think anyone in Dinofear's been redeemed?
Mucus, please. I swear to God, Simon, if I have to watch her die, you're gonna catch these fists. My little baby.
You already had to deal with all the Curio bullshit and erasure.
I know.
I feel like Mucus is very neutral. Even though she's a Sporex beast, I don't think she's going to be destroyed.
She's just going along with whatever's happening.
She's like, I like to follow instructions.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm Void Knight at this point is morally gray.
You know Void Knight is getting redeemed. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Oh, yeah. He's getting redeemed.
First episode, I've been like, that motherfucker's getting redeemed. This is going to be Korag all over again.
So yeah, I think Void Knight and Mucus probably will be redeemed or at least not destroyed.
What I want from Dino Fury, and I'm going to call back to this if I fucking call it, but I want season one to end with Miss Thing waking up in the tube, but then the spork eggs turn her evil, okay?
Ooh.
Season two, she's a female lady villain. And then the end of the season, both her and Void Knight are redeemed, and then they adopt Mucus.
Yes. I love that. Like Santora is like, oh my gosh.
This little baby.
Oh, this is my sweet little girl. I'm made of snot.
Adding to that, I feel like the final villain of Dino Fury might be that villain in Rue Soldier. Maybe all the Sporex eggs will combine into one giant monster.
Ooh.
And that will be the final villain for Dino Fury.
Because you know people who work on the show don't listen to this. So I think we're safe here in our echo chamber.
It's also all films. So.
And I think maybe Mucus not being a part of that Sporex concoction might be the weakness. Because Mucus is shown to be invincible. So maybe Mucus not being a part of that conglomeration of villainy may be her weakness. Maybe if Mucus was in there, that villain would be indestructible.
All right, ladies.
I mean, this is way off topic. We're talking about villain redemption, and we're going in way too deep.
Well, we're talking about who we want to talk about. Also, these ideas are free. Please take them if you want them. We don't need to be paid.
Legal disclaimer, take them. You can have them. For free. For free.
Alrighty, so that's the end of our villain redemption discussion. Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid. But until then, everybody say bye.
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 Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.